Your financial choices may discuss various financial-related topics and thus would like to offer the following disclosures. Lori Siebert is employed by Valley National Group, the Valley National Financial Advisors Group of Companies. Investments are offered through Valley National Investments Incorporated, member FINRA. We inform you that any federal tax, state tax, financial advice, or information contained in this communication is not intended to be personalized or specific in nature or to be relied upon for your personal situation in any circumstance. The advice and information are not intended and cannot be used as a tax opinion letter nor used for the purpose of avoiding tax-related penalties. For personalized advice specific to your own situation, we recommend that you consult your CPA, CFP, or attorney.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the show. This is your host, Lori Siebert. I'm a CPA, CFP, and AEP on the web at yourfinancialchoices.com. And you can listen online each and every week at wdiy.org. Today is September 30th, 2015. The markets were up today. The Dow closing at 16,284, the NASDAQ at 4620, and the S&P at 1920. Last week, we had Charlie Stuff from Steckel & Stop on the show, and we talked about trust. Tonight, we are discussing Medicare open enrollment. Are you prepared? This is important, folks. Medicare open enrollment is coming up, and we want to help you know what you should do. It is time to review your Medicare plan. Maybe you've never been on Medicare before. Maybe you've been on Medicare and tried different supplemental plans. So we are talking about Medicare open enrollment tonight, and I have a guest with me this evening, and I'll introduce shortly. We are live tonight, so if you have questions, you're welcome to give us a call. The phone number is 610-758-8810. Judy Ann's in the studio with us this evening. She'll answer your calls, and we ask you to mute your radio so that you can hear us without the delay. We can talk without confusion. You can talk live on air with us, which is the most fun, or off air. If you're not comfortable talking on air, you can give your question to Judy Ann. She'll write it down. She'll bring it into the studio, and we'll do our best to answer it. We do discuss general financial planning topics and not specific investments, and while we do typically have a topic each week, you can still ask questions off topic, and I'll do my best to answer. Again, the number is 610-758-8810. Email is also available through yourfinancialchoices.com. So tonight we are discussing Medicare open enrollment. Are you prepared? And I have with me this evening a returning guest, Dan Banks from Silver Crest Insurance. Dan is the president and founder of Silver Crest Insurance with offices in Bethlehem and Macungie. Silver Crest is an independent insurance agency specializing in Medicare insurance plans. They work with a variety of insurance companies offering Medicare supplements, prescription drug plans, and Medicare Advantage plans. Dan, welcome to the show.
Hi, Lori. Thanks for having me back.
Thank you for coming back. I had Dan back. Gosh, Dan, do you even remember? Was it March or February or something?
I want to say it was probably around then, maybe April.
Okay. And he did a great job, such a great job, in an area that I think is quite confusing for people. And especially quite confusing as we get older and, you know, it gets harder and harder to kind of decipher information and take in all that's available to us. And one of those complicated areas is healthcare, of course, and Medicare as well. And Dan seems to really have a handle on it and has a passion about it and likes talking about it. And I learned so much just from meeting him and discussing Medicare that I thought it's great to have him as a resource for us now for information. So, Dan, can we jump right into it?
Sure.
Okay. Good. So, let me say the phone number again, and then we're going to get into this. So, the phone number is 610-758-8810, and we, you know, welcome the calls. You don't have to worry about interrupting us or anything like that. It's a perfect night to call in. So, Dan, let's talk. We hear about open enrollment and Medicare, and what does that mean? When is it? What is the annual enrollment period for Medicare?
Sure. So that is the time coming up very shortly. That'll be October 15th to December 7th. It's about a 7-week period where people who are already on Medicare will be able to they'll be able to look at their Medicare Advantage plans or prescription drug plans and decide whether or not they want to stay with that plan for the following year. If they do not, you know, if they want to make a change, then they can do that at that time, and their new plan is going to become effective on January 1st of the following year. So,
okay, so folks who are already on some type of Medicare insurance plan can change. What about people who are just coming on Medicare? They don't need to worry about the open enrollment?
Actually, I'm going to make a slight correction. If someone is already on Medicare and doesn't have a prescription drug plan or doesn't have a Medicare Advantage plan, if they only have Medicare, they're also able to come in and get a Medicare Advantage plan or prescription drug plan during the annual enrollment period for the first time, because otherwise there's during the year they wouldn't be able to pick up a plan. They would need a special election period. There's a lot of rules in Medicare, and okay. That's one of them. So it serves kind of a dual purpose here for people who haven't had a Medicare program before.
Okay, and they might not have had a Medicare program before because maybe they didn't think they needed a particular prescription plan. Maybe they've never had prescriptions, and so they just decided they didn't need it, and maybe now they might. So they might have a change, and we're going to talk about that.
Yeah,
why
exactly
would someone go through this? But one of the things we talked about on the last show, and I'd like to go over again if we can, and that is I think that people get confused by what Medicare is, and there's all different kinds of plans. People say, well, there's Medicare Part A, Part B, and then there's something Medicare C and D, the ABCD of Medicare.
Yeah.
Can we cover that quickly, and then we'll go from there?
Yep. I'll give a quick refresher course. So basically, people, the foundation of people's Medicare is going to be Medicare Part A and Part B, which is their hospitalization coverage, and then their, which is Part A, and then doctor coverage is Part B. So typically, you're going to have a Medicare card that has A and B on it if you have both A and B benefits. And then in addition to that, you're either going to have a Medicare Advantage plan, which is Medicare Part C, and that will replace Medicare. It's essentially a privatized plan with a with an insurance company, and they act as a subcontractor for the government. So in return, the government will give money to that insurance company as a subsidy for the Medicare beneficiary, and it becomes basically a Medicare replacement plan.
Because that's the Medicare Part C Advantage, then, is also like a doctor program.
Right. It's going to be, it's going to include A, B, and usually a prescription plan all in one neat package.
Okay.
And typically comes in the form of a PPO or an HMO plan, and kind of resembles the coverage you or I might have, or, you know, the coverage that that person had when they were working, or they still might be working.
Okay,
so
okay.
You have a copay for going to the doctor, copay for going to the hospital, an ambulance copay, and, you know, there's a lot of different costs in those plans, but that's one alternative. That's one type of coverage for Medicare. And then the on the flip side, you could just have Part A and B Medicare and then have a traditional supplement.
I want to talk about that in a minute. Let's finish D, and then I want to go to supplement because I want to compare that. And we have about, well, let's take our first break, and then when we come back, we'll talk about Part D, and then I want to talk about the comparison of C and then the supplemental to the Advantage. So, folks, we're coming up on our first break. The show's going to go really fast. If you have questions about Medicare open enrollment, the phone number is 610-758-8810. Back in a minute.
WDIY thanks its members and Valley National Financial Advisors, offering a broad spectrum of financial services for more than 25 years, including fee-based asset management. It all starts with personal goals and an understanding of risk tolerance, investment objectives, and the markets. On the web at valleynationalgroup.com or 610-868-9000.
American folk music offers a variegated pattern of performers and styles. I'm Tom Druckenmiller, your host for In the Tradition. Together, we'll trace the roots and branches of American folk music from the earliest recordings and performers through today's talented players. In the Tradition, Wednesday evening from 7 to 9 p.m. on WDIY 88.1 FM and WDIY.org. WDIY, Lehigh Valley's community NPR station.
Welcome back to the show. This is your host, Lori Siebert. You're listening to Your Financial Choices. We are discussing Medicare open enrollment this evening. And some of you may think, well, I'm not on Medicare. I don't need to listen. Well, guess what? It's going to be your mom or your dad or your aunt or your uncle or your grandmother who may be asking you these questions. And it's a great resource for them, for you to be informed as well, which would then also eventually help you understand it because it could be quite confusing. So I have with me this evening Dan Banks from Silvercrest Insurance. He's the president and founder, and they are an independent insurance agency specializing in Medicare insurance plans. So Dan was just giving us an overview of the different pieces of Medicare, A being hospitalization, and that we kind of just, I think we probably all get that, or do you have to have worked to get that? Because that comes through kind of payroll over the years when we're paying something out of our paycheck for
right, exactly.
our medical, the FICA tax.
The FICA tax. If you look at your pay stub, it's 0.145% of your gross annual income. So,
and that's paying for our hospitalization when we retire.
Exactly.
Or 65 when we go on Medicare.
So you're buying your insurance policy well in advance.
Okay. And then Part B is the doctor portion.
Correct.
And that gets paid through our, typically when we're on Social Security, it comes out of our Social Security payments. Some people don't file for Social Security at 65, they defer, and then they're writing checks for that. So A is the hospitalization, B is the doctors. C, you just said, and I think we want to be real clear on this for people, C is the Advantage plan, which you said kind of substitutes the B and a supplemental plan, which most people would have to get to pay for, you know, things that aren't paid by Medicare. And the C is all together like a package that covers co-pays. It's kind of more like a traditional insurance plan that people had.
Yeah, you want to almost think of it as a Medicare replacement plan, which it's sometimes referred to as, because it actually takes over for Medicare. And it's not a supplement because, depending on which company you have, and you name an insurance company, they all offer them. If you have an Advantage plan and you go to the doctor, they're billing your insurance company, and you're paying the copay, whatever it is, based on the benefits of that particular plan. So how is that different? If you have Medicare as your primary A and B, and you go to the doctor or the hospital, they're billing Medicare directly. So they're billing the federal government, who's your insurance company.
Okay.
And that's who's paying the claim. So
okay. And that's why sometimes when we have the traditional Medicare, we want to get a supplemental plan to help pay the costs that Medicare isn't going to cover.
Correct.
No. Okay. Well, you're going to talk more about that in a minute. But let's first say the D of Medicare. So we talked about Medicare A, B, C. What's Medicare D?
So D, you could think of as drugs. That's your standalone prescription drug plan, which is also essentially a private insurance company who offers you a prescription plan. And when you sign up for that plan with that company, whoever it is, the government subsidizes that particular plan. So they'll give money to that company on your behalf. So a lot of times people get confused because they think the government offers a prescription plan, right, but they don't. They basically contract that out to insurance companies, and the insurance companies administer the prescription plan based on fairly rigid government guidelines. And also, of course, the government is contributing to that bill. You know, they're paying the tab. But in addition, you're probably going to pay a premium, and the average premium nationally is about $33 a month. So that could be, it could be a little more or less. So.
Okay, for prescription coverage.
Correct.
I also forgot to say the phone number again. If people have questions, the phone number is 610-758-8810. So we have plans through Medicare. And what I'm also used to people having is a supplemental plan. We do financial planning for people. We'll say, okay, you're going to have Medicare, but we also have to plan for supplemental. And we'll add that into their financial roadmap. We'll say, oh, you know, that could cost maybe $5,000 for the year, something like that, depending on what kind of supplemental plan they. And you're smiling, so it might be I might be way off.
A little bit high on that one, but
okay. So tell us about what's the Medicare supplemental plan then. You have options outside of Medicare?
Correct. So this would be the alternative to an Advantage plan, and really the more traditional plan that was developed when, I mean, Medicare came out in 1965, and Medicare Advantage plans, which we were just talking about, didn't come out really until the 90s. So prior to that, you know, it was quickly understood that Medicare didn't cover everything. And of course, insurance companies saw that as an opportunity to come in and sell supplemental plans. So in a really broad sense, Medicare pays 80% of your bills and you pay 20%. That's a real, you know, broad understanding. So the insurance company, in other words, will come in and sell a variety of plans that cover that additional 20%. And they're standardized by the federal government. So, you know, they go from covering just a portion of it to almost covering the entire thing. So it can be pretty good coverage. Mm-hmm. And really, you know, if we're looking at an average cost on a yearly basis in the Lehigh Valley, something like that could be anywhere from $1,000 a year to $1,500 a year.
Oh, really? For a supplemental plan?
Exactly.
Oh, so. Wow. Now, might that supplemental plan also give that prescription coverage when we're looking at supplemental plans?
They do not. So the setup would be, if you would have A and B as your primary coverage. You'd have a supplement plan to cover what A and B do not cover. And then you would have the standalone Part D prescription drug coverage. So,
okay. Are there companies out there who sell separate private prescription coverage too, that if someone wanted to?
Oh, yeah. Most insurance companies sell actually all three of them.
Okay.
Medicare Advantage plans, Medicare supplements, okay, and prescription drug plans. And hence the you know, extreme confusion among the general population who, you know, maybe doesn't care about insurance or doesn't, you know, live, eat, and breathe it. But that's really where it becomes a source of contention for people who, you know, who have to deal with Medicare or have to go on it, because it's really hard to figure out.
So that's why I was so interested in talking to you, too. And now we have like one more minute before our next break. So I want to mention our phone number again. Folks, if you have questions, this can be very complicated, but I've watched Dan talk about this, and I was so impressed with how you seem to navigate the different options. And what's so important for people to know right now is that this open enrollment period between October 15th and December 7th, mm-hmm, is the time that they can make some changes, that if you hear yourself saying in the past year, if you've heard yourself saying, oh my gosh, my medical expenses have skyrocketed, or now I have these expensive prescriptions, or, you know, I'm really healthy now, I don't have to take that medicine anymore. These are little flags that something has changed in your medical life that might require you to revisit what options you have, and you might benefit from switching. And this is the time period to do that, yes?
That's correct.
Okay. So we are going to take our next break. If you have questions, the phone number is 610-758-8810. We'll be back in a minute.
WDIY thanks its members and Valley National Financial Advisors, offering a broad spectrum of financial services for more than 25 years, including income tax preparation for individuals, businesses, estates, and trusts. Tax preparation involves more than putting numbers on a return. It requires planning. On the web at valleynationalgroup.com or 610-868-9000.
As you might have heard, we are gearing up for our 2015 fall membership drive, scheduled to start Friday, October 2nd. If we can raise $17,000 by October 1st, we'll push back the start of our pledge drive by 3 days. That will give us a pledge-free weekend. We have just $3,000 more to go. Please consider giving today and help us make our goal. Log on to WDIY.org and make your donation. It's quick, safe, and easy, and we thank you.
And welcome back to the show. This is your host, Lori Siebert. You're listening to Your Financial Choices. And we are talking with Dan Banks this evening. He's the president and founder of Silvercrest Insurance, who specializes in Medicare insurance plans. And it can be quite confusing. And we're coming up on an open enrollment period for Medicare. So it's particularly important for folks who are not used to navigating this, who may have had changes over the prior year. Maybe what you picked in the prior years isn't working for you anymore. Did you even know that you could switch things around? So that's what we want to talk about. So, Dan, I'm going to put you on the hot spot now and tell us, what can people change during the annual enrollment period?
Well, the primary two plans that you can change are the Medicare Advantage plan, which we just talked about, and also the Medicare Prescription Drug Plan. So what happens is, if you're already enrolled in one of those plans, you will receive what they call an annual notice of change from the plan that you're enrolled in. All companies are required to have that out to their insureds by, what is it, September 30th, okay?
So today, they should have had it in the mailbox today.
You should have had it in the mail. And, you know, typically, as I talk to my clients, they've received that, you know, within the last couple of weeks. That shows what your plan looks like this year, the benefits, the cost, the premium, compared to what it'll look like next year. And then at that point, you can decide whether or not, you know, that's acceptable to you, you're willing to stay with that plan. Other considerations besides just the cost of the plan next year or the benefits would be, is my doctor still in network? We had a call today where the doctor stopped accepting a particular carrier. And, you know, of course, I said, well, you got to have an insurance company who's your doctor's going to accept. So those are things you want to look for. If you're happy with the plan and you are fine with the changes, then, you know, stay where you're at. You don't have to do anything. There's no law that says you must change your plan. But if you're not sure, you want to consult the advice of a professional. So,
well, because they might have signed up for something not ever knowing or realizing that there were options or,
right,
you know, something else they could have. But I want to go back to something for a second, because you said this is for the Advantage plans that,
correct,
they get the notice?
And also the Prescription Drug plans. So in other words, the two subcontracted insurance plans that the government subsidizes with, you know, with government money, and it's a combination of taxpayer dollars and whatever, that doesn't matter, but they allow, you know, they require the insurance companies to allow people to switch in and out of those plans. And this is that window of opportunity you have to review the plan and decide whether or not it's going to work for you for the following year. So,
okay. So you could switch to another Advantage plan, which could be any number of insurance carriers.
Correct.
If you're like in Medicare Part C.
Correct.
But sometimes people will have the supplemental plan, as I call them, supplement plan, which could also be with those same insurance carriers,
exactly,
as you said.
Yep.
And those plans, I thought we had talked one time where you said the Advantage plans can kind of change every year, like the costs, the co-pays, the, you know. But maybe a medical plan they buy is a supplemental plan. Can an insurance carrier change that as much? Do they have as much leeway?
That's a great question. I'll use, for example, the supplement Plan F. The supplements come from Plan A to Plan N. There's like 10 different varieties. But an F, as in Frank, plan is the most comprehensive supplement. It's probably the most popular plan because there's no copays or deductibles when paired with Medicare. So a lot of people choose that plan. It's good coverage. So those plans are guaranteed renewable. They're non-cancelable, meaning the benefits in those plans will never change. So in fact, they don't change from year to year. But what does change is the premiums are going to generally go up in most plans on a year-to-year basis, but that's going to happen on your policy anniversary. So if you purchase that supplement plan F in March of 2014, you would have seen your rate probably go up this year, and then it'll go up again in the following year. I actually don't even suggest trying to switch that plan right now, even if, you know, you find a better rate. I mean, of course, I encourage people to save money, but this is the, because there's so much activity this time of year, this is probably the worst customer service time of year because insurance companies are just totally overrun. Agents are overrun with all the activity. And if you don't have to make a change in this time of year, it's probably best to do it when, you know, when it's a little less busy for
everyone. I thought they could only change during... Oh!
For the supplement.
Oh, okay. That's... So here again, we have to be so careful. So it's Medicare Advantage plans that are in open enrollment.
And prescription drug plans.
But the supplement plan, which is not one of the Advantage plans, someone goes out and gets their own insurance, that they can change whenever they want. Duh.
Yeah,
But you see how it gets in your head. You know, you start thinking, oh, open enrollment, this one, I have to change my insurance, this one. So for those folks who, and you know, I see a lot of people with the supplement plans more than the Advantage. Because wouldn't we see that on their Medicare, on their Social Security statement if they're paying for the Medicare Advantage?
It's possible. They could pay that way, or they could, you know, they could pay through their bank account. But the easiest way is to just look at their card, and it's easy to tell. But, I mean, we as a company sort of lean towards supplements over Advantage plans. I mean, we offer everything as, you know, because it's, you can't put everybody in the same box.
But, right.
But in terms of coverage and things like that, we're very partial to having Medicare as your primary with the supplement.
Because there's, I remember when we had talked before, it's like you can say, okay, is this person, what are they, how do they feel toward copays? What kind of prescription coverage do they need? What kind of medical issues do they have? So it's kind of like you can actually tailor fit some of those supplemental plans. And then are they less likely to change premiums and things like that versus the Advantage plans?
Well, the premiums, you know, I always tell people you can count on premiums going up. I mean, you want to plan for that in your financial plan. Of course, again, the benefits aren't going to change because they're standardized plans. And but the Medicare Advantage plans, that, you know, the issue is that they do change every year. So every year you have a little project you have to do.
Change every year.
And so. Yeah, and we find that, you know, people generally don't like to change plans. And so a lot of times people will just sit with what they have, even though it may be better that they maybe look around a little bit to see if they can do better elsewhere. But
okay, I'm going to ask a question when we come back. And then Albert from Akunji, you called and we're going to answer your question when we come back as well. We're coming up on the halfway point of the show. The phone number is 610-758-8810, 610-758-8810. We're talking with Dan Banks about Medicare open enrollment. Are you prepared? We will be back in just a minute.
WDIY thanks its members and Valley National Financial Advisors, offering a broad spectrum of financial services for more than 25 years, including estate planning and tax preparation, especially for Pennsylvania and New Jersey residents subject to state inheritance tax reporting. On the web at valleynationalgroup.com or 610-868-9000.
I'm Melissa Block with NPR News. Okay, I know pledge drives aren't the reason you listen to WDIY, but I bet you want to support WDIY and help pay for the news you use. So please, make your donation today. Help WDIY pay for the news and keep fund drives short. Please visit WDIY.org and give as generously as you can. Thanks.
And welcome back to the show. This is your host, Lori Siebert. You're listening to Your Financial Choices, and we are talking with Dan Banks about Medicare open enrollment. Are you prepared? And Albert had called in off air with a question and asked if Medicare would be in danger of being insolvent like Social Security. Is there any guarantee? Because we had mentioned that payroll taxes come out of our pay. It's called FICA. You'll look on your pay stub. You'll see something called Medicare and something called old age security and disability, I think, or something, insurance, OASDI and Medicare. So that is covering our Medicare Part A hospitalization insurance. Albert, you know, I've had someone from Social Security on the show, and they had said, you know that there would be changes over time for Social Security to make sure that it doesn't go insolvent. And I would expect to hear the same answer if someone were to ask the question about Medicare. As Dan says, you know, they can always raise taxes to fund what needs to be funded. So we hope that it will continue to be here. I think enough people have grown to depend on it, and I think lawmakers would certainly do what they need to do to make sure that they continue to provide programs such as this. Folks, if you have questions, the phone number is 610-758-8810, and you can call and talk on air or off air, whatever you're more comfortable. You can give your question to Judy Ann. She'll bring it in, and if you want to talk live on air, we love doing that too. Dan's a great person to ask these questions of. And Dan, we've been talking about the open enrollment period between October 15th and December 7th. So one of the probably priorities that people have to attend to right now, if they have had Medicare Advantage or supplemental plans, is to kind of sit down and review what they have and see if it still applies to their situation. Or even for folks who maybe have never sat down with someone, just kind of took what their neighbor said, hey, just do this, or just sign up for this, or kind of fell into some default without really thinking it through, this is the time where they can kind of go revisit.
Yeah, it's funny you say that, because we actually want to put a sign in our office that says we have friends and neighbors too, but they don't know anything about insurance. So, because we hear that a lot. You know, it's good to ask a trusted friend or neighbor and get, you know, get some advice. But trust me, I mean, if you sit here and listen to us enough, we're probably talking to each other in circles right now, let alone having a neighbor understand this stuff enough to give you good advice. So, I'm a big fan of getting professional advice, whether it's an insurance advisor, a financial advisor, an accountant, or whatever. So this isn't really any different.
Sometimes you don't know what you don't know.
Right. And you would really be surprised. I mean, just a simple change in your prescription drug plan, we've already seen it save someone $1,000 over the course of a year because, you know, maybe something wasn't on the formulary or they were just paying way too much for a plan, some of the old Cadillac prescription drug plans. And, you know, they're on two generic drugs, and it's so...
Can I give an example? Several years ago, we had phone service through a very well-known phone company, and that's been around forever and ever, and we had just been paying every month, our monthly phone bill, and I never watched TV. I didn't used to watch very much TV. One day I was watching TV and I see this great package that they're offering on television. I'm like, are you kidding me? I could really benefit from that. And I looked at my phone bill and it was like, had been, you know, so high, and I had just been paying it. You know, you get into a habit of just taking care of things, set it on autopilot. So I called the company and I said, hey, I saw this plan advertised and it looks great. And I think I could really benefit from it. Oh, yes, you could, Mrs. Siebert, you know, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, why didn't you tell me about this? Well, because they don't.
Right.
So as you just said, the Cadillac version. So we have that in insurance as well. So if folks had signed up for something maybe 5 years ago, might it be time to kind of revisit?
That's actually a good compass there. I would probably say, you know, between 5 to 7 years. Yeah, I mean, see what else is going on. Insurance changes continuously.
Yeah, I know. With term insurance, folks, you know, don't realize their old term insurance policy could probably be substituted with a new policy.
Right, and save
at
a
better
of
rate. So maybe what is the fear for people of changing? Some people might be afraid that they have to answer medical questions. They might be afraid that their doctors won't be on a new plan.
Right.
So how do you talk someone through that?
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head. A lot of times they're just afraid that, you know, the doctors won't be in the new, you know, in the new plan, whatever that is. And I think it's just the old adage, if it's not broke, don't fix it, you know, or if they haven't really used it a lot, they don't know if it's broke. So, you know, we just have to reassure them that, for one, you know, as an agent, you can't put them in a plan if their doctors aren't in the network. I mean, that's the first thing you have to
do. So you have a way of finding that out?
Yeah, all of the providers, you know, all the insurance carriers provide directories, so
okay,
so you can look through them and make sure their providers are there. We can even double check that by having them call the doctor's office to make sure. So that, you know, so that's probably the first thing that we have to reassure them. On straight Medicare with a supplement, you don't really have that worry, because if the provider accepts Medicare, then you're good. Your supplement has to pay. It pays second to Medicare, which, again, that's a huge benefit or advantage to having Medicare with the supplement over an Advantage plan, quote unquote. So, again, I may have just talked people in a little circle there, but
no, I understand. So what you're saying is, if the doctor and all doctors accept Medicare, typically,
I mean, I would say the vast majority do. I would say it's probably in the 90 percentile range.
Okay, so if you have Medicare and you go to the doctor and you have a supplemental plan, because the doctor will bill Medicare first, that supplemental plan will also have to pay that doctor?
Right. They're required to pay because they're, again, they're federally standardized, which that changed in the 80s. Actually, the government stepped in, and these private supplement plans, they standardized them and required them to, you know, so basically they're federally regulated. And mm-hmm. So if Medicare pays first under hospital benefits or doctor benefits, then these standardized supplement plans have to pay whatever the benefits are, you know, that you chose.
So an Advantage plan, your doctor might have fallen out of that provider list or whatever, and then you're just screwed.
Kind of. I mean, if the Advantage plan, the Advantage plans are typically PPOs or HMOs.
Oh, so you already know when you sign up for that plan if your doctor's
right.
going to be in that.
And right. They can't, I don't believe, if a doctor's contracted in a plan like that, they cannot bail out mid-year, as far as I know. That's something I'd have to check. But if your doctor was never in the network and you're in a PPO plan, you're going to pay out-of-network charges if you decide to go there. And an HMO, if you go out of network, you don't have any coverage,
right?
You know, unless it's an emergency. So they're restrictive in that way.
Okay, so if folks have plans that they're really happy with and they don't really think they need to make a change, then they don't have to do anything.
Correct.
They would automatically renew.
Right.
So one of the issues we just mentioned, if you're in something that just automatically renews because you were happy with it year one, year two, year three, and now maybe you had a life change, who do you go to? because I don't know how this works. If you have an Advantage plan, who do you go to? Is it an insurance agent? Or if you have a supplemental plan and you think maybe you need to review it and get something different, who do you go to? Who are people getting this insurance from?
Well, I mean, we like to think us. So, but I would say most people have gone to an agent in some form. Either they call or they called the company directly and spoke with a phone agent. That's typically who they initially got it from. If they worked with an independent agency, you know, like ours or somebody similar, you know, chances are that agent is still around. Mm-hmm. You know, if your agent is still around, you like them, you trust them, go back to that agent, of course.
And then do you give them, like, alerts? Do you send your folks, this one's changing,
any changes are going to come through the company.
Oh, and that's the notice they get in the mail.
Right, they'll get a notice. You know, we personally try to keep our agents in the loop. It becomes hard because, you know, if you are independent, you work with a lot of different companies. So you might have 100 people in Company A and then 100 uh-huh. people in Company B, and all their plans are changing, you know, at different times, other than this time of year. And so they'll see those notices come through. Anytime a company makes a change, you're going to get a letter in the mail. Unfortunately, the problem is that if you're a Medicare age, you're getting letters from companies all the time, soliciting, and a lot of times you're going to miss the important letters, which are the ones coming from your insurance company.
Uh-huh.
So you really want to be conscientious of opening mail that says the name of your insurance company on it, which
right.
sounds kind of, you know, kind of simple, but yeah. you'd be surprised how many times we hear, well, I never got that. And, you know, we know the U.S. mail isn't 100% dependable, but they can't be that undependable. So it's just a matter of just being diligent about reading your notices. And, we put out notices through emails and things like that to our clients to let them know when they should be aware of special time periods like the one coming up now. So
this open enrollment period, the October 15th to December 7th, can they actually make a change like on December 5th?
Oh, yeah.
And it's still, if as long as the agent can process that by December 7th, it's still okay? Like if someone could only get in to see you on December 7th, can you get that processed in time for the...
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. And it's effective for January 1st.
For January 1st.
Okay. And then when folks have a change, will they get a new card, I guess? How do you...
Yeah, if they make a change...
Let's talk about what they can change, too. I don't know if we really went over that. You and I talked about it off air. But let's talk about what they can change at that time.
Well, they're Medicare Advantage programs because they have, you know, they may have different benefits year to year. And I mean, they do. The premiums might change. So Medicare Part C plans, if you're in a C plan, or your prescription drug plan. So those are really the two changes that you could make. And then again, if you don't have one of those plans but you're on Medicare and you want to secure other coverage, you can come into coverage in that time period. So it's a 7-week time period, and then any of those changes are going to take effect on January 1st. And you can actually make multiple changes. I mean, they're going to the last application that goes in by the 7th of December is the plan you're going to get on January 1st.
Okay.
You know, I don't know how many people make multiple changes, but you can change your mind.
But so what if I want to get off one of those Medicare Advantage plans and I want to go to a supplemental plan?
That is a great question. Because that situation is, a situation that's going to involve medical underwriting typically, they're going to ask you medical questions. You want to start that process in advance, right in the beginning of the period, if you're considering doing that, because, again, it's a time of year where it's really, really busy for the insurance companies. So they're processing 20 times more business than they are in another time of year. and you want to make sure that you have coverage before you drop your
Part C,
which they call like a disenrollment. So
you
would typically, the way it looks is you would get that supplement in place and then get your Part D prescription drug plan. That will automatically kick you out of your other plan.
Okay.
So it's sort of a smooth process.
Okay.
There is another time period, though, next year where you can make that change. It's a six-week time period called the Medicare annual disenrollment period.
Oh.
I know. Maybe that's part two of this show. I don't know.
So when is that 6 week?
It's February 14th through March 31st. And you can specifically disenroll from your Medicare Advantage plan, go back to Original Medicare, and get a prescription drug plan.
Okay, so specifically to disenroll. Oops, we need to take another break, and I'm sorry, I get so involved listening to Dan, I forgot. So we will take a quick break, and we will be back. The phone number is 610-758-8810. Back in a minute.
WDIY thanks its members and Valley National Financial Advisors, offering a broad spectrum of financial services including portfolio management, tax return preparation, and financial planning for the accumulation years, retirement years, and estate distribution. On the web at valleynationalgroup.com or 610-868-9000.
You're tuned to WDIY Allentown. You may have heard that we are gearing up for another membership drive. And we have only $3,000 to go in order to shorten that drive. Would you be kind enough to put in your contribution to our great station by tomorrow? If you can do that and we can make those $3,000, then we will shorten our drive by 3 days. We'll have a weekend free pledge drive. Thank you so very much. Currently 69 degrees in the Lehigh Valley. Tonight, a slight chance of showers, low around 53. Tomorrow, Thursday, cloudy, a high of only 59. Thursday night, a 60% chance of rain, low around 49. Friday, an 80% chance of showers, high near 55. Friday night, a 90% chance of rain, low around 49. And Saturday, a 70% chance of showers, cloudy with a high near 63. For Saturday night, a 69% chance of rain with a low around 56. Lori, you're the only person I know who could have memorized the various percentages of rain that I just went through.
Except I was thinking about Medicare in my head, John.
Of course you were.
Yes, I was.
Back to Lori Siebert.
Thanks, John. Folks, the phone number tonight, 610-758-8810. We still have a little bit of time for questions. I'm speaking with Dan Bakes from Silvercrest Insurance about Medicare open enrollment. Are you prepared? The period is October 15th to December 7th. The questions just keep coming for me, so I'm going to ask Dan a couple more questions. Dan, we just talked about open enrollment, where you have this period where you can change packages that you might have, Medicare Advantage plans. So there's maybe a handful of different Medicare Advantage plans, and I could change from one to another.
Right.
Correct? Prescription drugs, I can change from one to another. I could add Medicare Advantage mm-hmm. at this time. And then I had asked the question, could I also get rid of it? You said yes, but then we would have to have a supplemental plan in place or ready to go. And that might require a medical...
Some medical underwriting.
Underwriting.
Right.
So when we go on, is there medical underwriting for the Advantage plans?
No.
And there's a medical underwriting for the supplemental plans, but you and I both see more supplemental plans.
Right. I mean, now initially, when a person goes on Medicare, they have an open enrollment period where they're not going to ask any medical questions. So the supplement carriers offering coverage are not permitted to ask medical questions.
When you first go on,
right.
That's important.
So once you're on Medicare for 6 months, basically all bets are off at that point. And now the insurance companies who offer supplemental plans are now able to ask medical questions. So it becomes difficult to switch supplement to supplement or advantage plan to supplement if you have some, you know, fairly serious chronic conditions. If you have high blood pressure or even diabetes that's, you know, that's under control, you should be okay. But if you had a recent, you know, heart issue or cancer or something like that, it can become difficult to switch plans because you could be rejected.
You could be rejected. So some of the, you know, insurance, we think about no pre-existing conditions anymore, but some of these plans could still reject you, or the cost.
Well, I want to, you know, that's kind of a myth created by the Affordable Care Act. And it's not a myth for people on the Affordable Care Act, but Medicare with its own is its own bill, its own legislation, and it has its own rules. And the Affordable Care Act didn't change underwriting for Medicare supplement plans. It eliminated pre-existing conditions for people under 65 who are getting health insurance through the Affordable Care Act. So we probably have had that question, you know, literally 1,000 times in the last 6 or 7 years. I thought they couldn't ask you medical questions anymore.
Okay, so this goes to something I think I had learned when we had first talked, which is sometimes we find certain benefits in the supplemental plans that make getting that supplemental plan quite attractive then when we first are going on Medicare Part B and we need that supplemental plan to get it independent versus the Medicare Advantage. So it would be easier to switch from a supplemental plan to an Advantage at some point later in the future if it made sense.
Right.
Because they're not going to have to go through medical underwriting to go on to the Medicare
Correct.
Advantage. But initially, when we're first 65 and we need health insurance, we go on Medicare Part B, we want to get a supplemental plan. At that time, the initial time, they're not going to have to go through the medical underwriting like we might years later if we decide to switch.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay, good. That's good to know. Now, sorry, I got so excited about those questions. I forgot what else we were going to talk about. Anything else you want to, where do people go if they want information? If they have an independent agent, they can call their independent agent. If they don't have an independent agent, they could find an independent agent online or call companies direct.
Right, right.
But sometimes with an independent agent, you're saying you're an independent agent. You're very familiar with all the different plans, but you kind of personalize the navigation of what plan would be best.
Right. We're able to reach out to, you know, many of the carriers that people would call directly.
Okay.
So we could design a plan and direct them to the company that makes sense for them. So that to me is the best, because you have a menu
more
of
objective,
options.
Right.
Yeah, right. Instead of calling, you know, ABC company, because they're going to suggest that you get insurance with ABC company, and they're not going to tell you to go down the street and buy it from someone else.
Right.
So we're able to do that for them. But, you know, of course, not everybody's comfortable calling agents or what have you, or needs to, but a good source of information is Medicare.gov. It's literally got, you know, it's got a ton of information. And if you wanted to review your own prescription drug plan, go on there, go on the plan finder, and kind of navigate your way through. You can punch in your own drugs. It'll spit out the plans in order of the most economical plan for you, which is actually how we do it for our clients. Uh-huh. It's just that we can interpret the data very easily.
I was just
going to
say, and can navigate it too,
right,
because I've tried going on looking for certain Medicare plans for clients, and you get kind of a little bit lost in it sometimes.
Right. It's a great tool, but it's only as good as...
Well, I think I got pushed, and maybe it wasn't Medicare.gov, but I got pushed to, like, you have to put your state and...
I'm not sure. I mean, with the Medicare Plan Finder, you put in your zip code, and it'll kind of walk you through a series of steps. It takes about 2-3 minutes.
Okay.
And then it's not as hard as it sounds. I would encourage people to try it.
Okay.
Because it can be a good way to just go in every year and double check and not have to worry about calling an agent, even if it's your own agent. You know, sometimes people just don't want to bug. You know, I have clients say, well, I don't want to bug you. And, well, you're not bugging me. We want to help you. But, you know, this is a good thing for people to do.
Well, sometimes it helps them kind of know where they are with maybe what they currently have and whether or not it's worth switching.
Right.
Maybe they think it's okay, but as we were talking tonight, we think we're okay, but it doesn't hurt to kind of look.
Yeah, they can double check themselves and then call somebody if they need to take action.
Okay. Is there anything new for 2016 that people have to pay attention to that you're aware of?
No, I gotta say, I mean, we've gone through all the trainings and certifications. All the new information comes out tomorrow, so people will be able to start doing that research tomorrow. But from all of my certifications, which I do about 40 hours of certification every year with, I think, 8 different companies, the plans actually look pretty good for next year. Don't look to change as dramatically as you know, we may have seen in the past. So that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. If you're a consumer and also even an agent, because hopefully people don't have to make a ton of changes. But mm-hmm. You know,
okay. So we had the open enrollment period for October 15th to December 7th for changes in Medicare plans. We want to be clear on that. And Medicare plans could be switching to a Medicare Part C Advantage plan, which we said is a replacement plan for Medicare Part B and a supplemental. It's the doctors and paying the copays and
the whole package, all in one.
The whole package. And prescriptions, did you say as well?
Yeah, they basically wrap your A hospital, B doctor, and D drugs all onto one, you know, neat package.
Okay, so that's the C. But people may have Part D for prescriptions,
mm-hmm.
and separate with a Part B and some other supplemental plan. So they might have a drug plan through Medicare, and they could switch to a different prescription drug plan if they needed it for some reason to change.
Yep.
And then what I wanted to be really clear on is that, because I just learned this tonight, that's all just Medicare. And if you have a supplemental plan, you can do that technically any time of year.
Correct. Yep.
Okay, to switch your regular health insurance, your supplemental plans.
And yeah, and really, probably people only ever do that if they're looking to get a better rate on the plan that they have.
Can I ask you a quick question, because we do have a minute left? What if you have a plan for a husband and wife? Does that exist at Medicare ages? It's all independent
it's
plans.
It's all individual. The only thing husband and wife with some supplement carriers, they'll give you a spousal discount, usually in the 5-7% range.
Okay.
But otherwise, Medicare is strictly individual.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure to
it's alert
a good question.
People
if
a lot
we had
of people
to do
ask
that. Dan, how do people reach you if they have questions?
You can go on our website, www.silvercrestins.com. That's silvercrestins, like insurance.com. Or call our office. We're located in Bethlehem near Moravian College, 610-868-5801. 610-868-5801. And
it was great having you, Dan, tonight. You're full of information. I really appreciate you coming. And folks, hopefully we helped alert you to this open enrollment period and how it might apply to you, whether it does apply to you or not. And for folks who don't have Medicare Advantage but supplemental plans, maybe it's time for you to just review what you have, just in case. You never know. And Dan, thanks so much for being here. And I'm sure we'll have him on again, too, because I've learned a lot, and I appreciate you coming on.
Absolutely.
Next week, we're going to do Your Financial Choices Retrospective, where we talk about what we cover on Your Financial Choices. And we're going to do that, John, in conjunction with our pledge drive, because shows like this are here because of people like our listeners.